Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dr. Fauci yesterday says he foresees never shaking hands again. Yeah. Even when this is all said and done, things are going to change, and probably for the better.
What would you want it to be, Rob, if you had a choice? Instead of shaking hands, what would you do?
I shake my ass. Just a gentle twerk.
Oh, nice. What?
What? Into the microphone.
At the old house, Dad said the Easter Bunny loves sugar. So
he does.
Or Dad took the stuff you put in your water, Dad. He hit an egg.
Liquid IV.
Nice.
Liquid IV. Aww. It was right there.
Oh, that's excellent.
You know, your daddy loves sugar, too.
That's right.
Don't I love sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do I love?
Your dad's a lot
You're
like the Easter Bunny.
Addicted to it.
Oh!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar is in the other room spinning some other plates, as he often loves to do. And it's a delight because we have someone infinitely more pleasant to have in the studio. Mrs. Shannon Zaballos is with us right now. Hello. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I hear you all the time, and I know you're working in Podcast Village with your husband every day, but I never get a chance to really check in with you and find out how you are doing and your family.
Stop it.
I'm just kidding.
That's
but
a,
here
that's
he
a great
video,
sight
right?
gag, but don't
oh,
touch
now
your
I don't
face.
Get him to answer. He can't answer the question. Quickly, before, okay. hold on. Tell him to wait.
All right, sit tight, Peach.
Oh, God. All right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm hanging in there. It's certainly... tensions are running high, obviously.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to keep cool, keep calm, and try to get, you know, things trying to stay as normal as they can. But they're obviously kind of crazy.
And you would be down with the move to Miami if Oscar won the dream house.
Yeah, I guess so. But this, who knows? Ask me a week ago, I would have said hell no. Pardon my French.
Really?
But, oh, yeah. But today, yeah, just for more space.
I was going to say it's a much bigger home. It would give you a chance to like stay in another room.
Well, I think he's going to take the $1 million as opposed to the home. But
he
we'll
probably
talk
would.
To him about that.
Well, he's
going
to need that to pay off the Peloton.
In front of our listeners, on behalf of everybody on the show, thank you for everything.
Of course, my pleasure.
Thank you for everything that you do.
Mwah, air kisses.
Wonderful. There you go.
All right, here he comes. Mwah.
All right, very good. We've got a special nostalgia corner today. I am not going to forget to do it because Rob did a last minute thing with a deep dive on Goldfinger, the James Bond movie. So we're going to have that later on
so much
on the show. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How's every little thing?
My wife
Everything
is,
all right?
She should definitely be on the program more often.
She's very funny. She's right? funnier
yes.
than you are. She's more joyous than you are.
I completely disagree.
I think she would
better
be
better to look at.
Much better looking a delight to have with us every single day.
Better
so
haircut.
Welcome to the much better haircut. Speaking of that. So speaking of hair, I'm glad you brought it up because I was gonna bring it up in
don't
the opening.
Don't touch your
here.
Face, Mike. Don't touch it.
Here we go. Oh, I touch my face. I'm a face toucher.
Be proud.
Oh no. No.
It's mine. Nobody else comes near. I am, and you probably can't see it. I am growing my beard out.
You mean the sides?
We gotta just
because
for,
it's
we
white.
Gotta, we gotta just for a minute. We gotta do that. It'll give you more contour to your face.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, that's. Do you have thin hair all around?
Well, no, he's growing the sides out.
Oh yeah, there you go. That makes
sense. See, Oscar, this is good because in a few days we can use his cheek to white balance.
Like Santa.
Are you going to be the mall Santa this year?
I don't think I'm going to grow it that long. I'm not going to go to Harley owners group level with this thing. But
by the way, that might not be a great call to go ahead and predict that kids on Santa's lap might not be happening this Christmas. Just
I think maybe or ever.
I thought we got the fall back. I thought we got a Target fall. Everything's back to normal in the fall, right?
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, go and put your kids on Santa's lap.
We've been making phone calls to Joe Ardinger or something. What's going on? I don't understand.
Google Home.
By the way,
take your cues
from him. Way to call everybody. Way to call Stephanie Larson, a nurse on the front line at Coward. Very good. Nicely done. Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Shockingly,
that got
don't
to me via like three different people.
I didn't hear that from Old
Slow
Joe.
Yeah, there are a lot of deniers out there that are just like, I don't follow his posts anymore.
Yeah. I might have blocked him.
Uneducated people that are, really just trying to stir things up and just.
I tell you who's on the front line, Mike, are the power washers.
Oh, that's right. He has his own power washing business.
He did.
Oh, he did. Yes. He did.
Mm. I can't work with O'Mara. Yeah, me too. Thank you. Right. Dope.
Did you have to fire him from your restaurant power washing bit side?
No, I don't remember him. Oh, okay. I he's in the category where I block him out. I don't do that because I just remember that it was but I got that
like
from
your ex-wives.
Well, you see, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You see, well, one of them. So the thing about it is, mother of children and stuff, you kind of have to have the relationship. You know, I'm becoming aware of they're still around, that the poo-pooers of this thing are still lingering out there.
It's a flat earthers, Mike.
And it doesn't really bother me because I think everybody knows now. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows what should be done. Mm-hmm. Most people know the practices that will help. And I think we're living our lives that way. And maybe, let's knock on wood, a big knock on wood that we will see some results of this. Yeah. I was delighted to see that they celebrated in Wuhan, where they are, where they've opened up their society a little bit more. But at the same time, I hope that all the things that are happening with the virus research and all that. What are you laughing at?
I saw the same report, Mike. I think we both take in old CNN and Lester Holt once in a while.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And the old NBC Nightly News, Call Me a Grandpa. It's something that soothes me. Except when they say Wuhan is back open. And by the way, 600,000 of their population have left the city.
I mean,
the exodus. When they could leave, they left.
Right. The thing about it is you look at that and you say, okay, that's a timeline that we can look at. That is a city that had it, dealt with it, and now they're past it. However,
but the population got smaller, not just because of the deaths.
I know, but also the fact is that they were immediately draconian, as there's that word again, the draconian actions they took right away.
They locked down the city. Yeah. They locked down like padlocks.
And we are still not at that level. No. So don't be happy about their timeline because it doesn't affect us at all.
This is what affects me right now. My square footage at home, we mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
People thinking that things are okay now, that there may be a small flattening of a curve. And I highlight to them, I say, look, if you're at least in this area, if you're from D.C., there's a 4-hour drive where people are dying at 800 deaths a clip a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A day, yeah, 800 deaths a day.
And it scares me when they say that people that have the ear of the president are going to be putting pressure on him to get this economy going early. I completely understand the economic concerns.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, the economic concerns, if we have another go-round of this, if we have another phase two of this, that will be truly devastating. Right now,
yes,
is the time to double down on all this, and is the time to continue these measures. And I think that at least we have in our house, we've certainly gotten into a rhythm here where we know that this is the way it's going to be for a while. We don't like it. And I think that when people are, by the way, thank you, Iguana Mia, $100 of gift certificates gets you another $100 of gift certificates. So we will be going through your drive-thru window today.
Oh, BOGO. Nice. So BOGO.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That is so smart.
You know what that is? That is mucho dinero.
That is so smart.
It's fantastic. It's very, and it's cool. And it was a personal message. What are you doing?
How's the panel?
You were like knocking on the. I think when the time comes.
Let me really fix it.
All right,
okay,
go ahead.
Really fix
is it falling?
Oh, he's using a little Bruce Lee kick there. Nice.
Very good.
Definitely tore my jeans.
When we get out of this. it'll be fun. I mean, it'll be, but it's going to be different. It's going to have to be different.
Oh, I heard this, and this goes to Mark Livingston, Livingstone from downstairs.
Yes. Cornerstone First.
Cornerstone First Financial. I stopped by with my mask and my gloves, and he's working away. He's a small business owner doing the best he can, right? And he said, man, when this is over, it's going to be, you know, a godsend. But is it going to, and he's like, what do you think it's going to be like? I said, I think it's going to be a celebration of celebrations of, like, I'm talking about like when we have a vaccine and everything's in place and we can do, and we can go back.
Watch the baby boom.
Yeah.
And watch the baby boom.
It's the baby boom. And he said, I think he said what you're alluding to. This, that's going to be like the end of World War II. People are going to be in the streets.
Little COVID Santana will be crawling around Podcast Village.
COVID one.
Yes. But, you know, I would love to think that is something that we can look forward to. Yeah. But even when they develop a vaccine, if they develop a vaccine, this is not going to be.
Don't if, no doom and gloom. They are.
No, they will. But even when it happens, it's not going to be a flip of a switch. All of it has to be administered. I don't see a moment when they're going to be able to say, okay, it's over now. It's going to be
more important
slow
than the vaccine. More important than the vaccine is something we do have, and that is testing.
Yes,
you have to get everybody has to get tested. That is the thing that we have lagged behind. And once everybody gets tested, you can send people back to work if they've been tested.
Yes,
once we come out of this thing,
which is on the horizon,
is hopefully on the horizon. I mean, that's optimism coming from you because you talk to medical professionals every day.
I talked to my brother and my sister yesterday. My brother who's in Boston, my sister who's in L.A., and both of them are on both fronts, right?
Right.
We've got Boston with my brother and sister-in-law at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. And we've got my sister and her husband who are at, I forget the name, the newest hospital they've been at, because as Mike, they move every 2 years. Right. So I know it's not Cedar
Sinai. Why do they
Sinai.
Hop around so much? Just better deals?
It's...
He keeps getting fired.
Does he have malcontent, Oscar? Does he have trouble working with...
malcontent! Now, it's in his perfect
his
file.
Specialty is so rare that he gets paid a premium to go and establish a hospitals that don't have it.
Okay.
So,
I get it.
Right. But that being said, like, they are very optimistic that we're going to have this like nationwide testing within a few months.
That's more.
That's almost awesome.
Well, that is, first of all, they go hand in hand with getting back to normalcy.
Yes.
But phase one is to get everybody tested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because not only do vaccines help eradicate this situation, people getting sick does. Unfortunately,
also,
that's the reality of it.
Don't you wish Elizabeth Holmes was a little more successful? Because that little pinprick would have been great. The lady who, if you remember, Theranos said you could learn everything from one little pinprick. She wanted to be the Apple of bio medical.
I don't remember the name. You have to enlighten me a little bit. Do you, Rob? He was mentioning a name.
There was a company called Theranos, and it ended up being a... not a Ponzi scheme, but a scam of scams in Silicon Valley, where she created and...
Oh, the red-haired lady.
Well, red hair at one point, yes, and blonde hair at another point. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, blonde hair.
Was this a scam where you could win a house in Miami?
But that medical science she had thought of and she had said they were close to.
And then it really didn't
And it really
out.
Didn't pan out. What I really believe is that science that she was talking about will break through because of the pandemic.
Where you can test yourself, you can know, you can map your own genome and see everything's happening.
I can send my poo in a box right now and get some results back. Why can't I just get a pinprick, right?
Right. Right. Well, Theranos was an interesting company.
By the way, I got it, Oscar. You're fine.
Rob spent all night with his tweezers.
I did.
That worked out really well for him.
Julia, does this look normal?
Rob's sitting there just going,
Is this a Hot Pocket wrapper?
Nah, I think he's okay.
Well, he can use some hydration, buddy.
Go easy on the chicken fingers. That's the way that goes. So anyway, I think that really this is the one time, most important thing I wanted to say to our listeners today, this is the one time we can't have our dessert early.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it. And listen, when I get accused of being an alarmist or overreacting and rooting for the coronavirus because politically it's going to benefit me. That's not correct. But I will qualify that with my concern for the great majority of Americans who have not been affected by this. And when I say affected, directly affected by someone they love catching it or them catching it themselves. I worry that with that situation, people will not be able to process it because we talk about NIMBY, not in my backyard. We talk about people only being able to respond to something with their lack of compassion when it hits them over the head. So I worry that as the curve flattens, that we will have more and more people that are the next time something like this rears its ugly head, that we would have that same cavalier attitude. And look, I'm going to say it. I don't care who gets pissed off.
All right.
I worry also about a certain mindset of people in this country that see the numbers in the African-American community exploding in this. And that will, you know, part of me looks at that and says, well, there you go. Oh, my God. What happened to Oscar's
I hit the wrong number, Mike. The wrong number on the button. My apologies.
It's just something where I want to still please take this seriously. Please take this seriously because it's not. We figured out how to deal with a lot of crap right now, and we are doing it. Many of us are doing it and doing it well, and we have to continue to do it well. And if that's a month or two more months, I think we have to accept that reality. And you know, the medical professionals are the ones that are working overnight.
Yeah.
Countless hours just working their asses off to get where we need to get. The testing people, Oscar, you'd speak to that better than I do. I hope that they are ramping that up. You've never heard of it. Even at the beginning of this, we're going to get millions of tests. You look at the testing that's done in the state of Florida.
Right.
And it's there are more people being tested, but it's not everybody healthy in between, whatever you think you have symptoms, you're all going to have to get tested in order to get this economy back to work. Now, I don't think it's as draconian as taking an ID card where you've been tested and showing it to the guy with the machine gun at his belt, but you do have to let people know you're clear, especially to go to work in areas where you're going to be not socially distancing.
I heard on the news that there are major corporations and God love them, theme parks that are now preparing for a hypothetical like they would in. Well, I remember even flying into Beijing six years ago now and having a heat basically a temperature camera where a medical grade one that you're not going to be able to enter the park if that's off the chart.
And look, it happened when we had our first, I'm old enough to remember our first hijackings when the metal detectors to not get a gun on the plane. And then that got more and more sophisticated as time went by. The same thing's going to hold true for, I think, travel. Same thing's going to hold true for getting into these theme parks. Yeah. It's going to be our new normal.
But social customs as well. Dr. Fauci yesterday says he foresees never shaking hands again. Yeah. Even when this is all said and done, things are going to change. And probably for the better.
What would you want it to be, Rob, if you had a choice? Instead of shaking hands, what would you do?
I shake my ass. Just a gentle twerk.
I've done a foot tap.
Foot tap is nice.
The foot tap doesn't work for me.
Tap in a major airport bathroom because it's a different signal.
It's a signal.
That is.
That's right.
Yes. That is.
My other suggestion was the same. I was going to say wink. If you wink in a major airport bathroom, that's
what about the bow? I thought the bow was always a classic.
Oh, I think
gracious.
The bow is the same.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
There
you
go. That's definitely that's not Tony Bennett. Hey, I want to thank everybody coming.
Has anyone checked on him? By the way,
there you go. I lift my heart. He'll survive.
He will.
You know he'll survive. He's he's stronger than a virus.
Where did Tony Bennett leave his heart or his lungs?
San Francisco.
Hey, thank you for that early quarantine. I appreciate that. Hopefully we flatten our curve. Flatten our curve. Yes,
hey, who is that? Lady Gaga? I can't see so good.
Thanks for coming out. Do the little prayer. Do the little self-hug. Yes, sirree. I'm doing fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Look who it is.
Oh, we've got a visitor. Put your headphones on.
A visitor.
Put your headphones on, little man.
I love a walk-on like this.
He's the best.
How you doing?
Must be recess.
It's enthusiastic.
Here,
All right.
It's full of love.
Youthful energy.
Take your own microphone. Take your own microphone. Wait.
Hi.
Hey, come over here.
Hello. So
people can see. Hey, buddy boy.
Okay. There you go. Hi, buddy.
What's the latest in the world of video games?
Why don't you sit back a little bit so everybody can see your pretty face?
Minecraft.
Any hot square pig action on Minecraft today?
Yes. No.
What happened? No.
Oh, let me turn your microphone.
I haven't played Minecraft today.
Did you get in trouble? Why aren't you on? It's 24 hours a day. Why?
I think it's probably because it's school time.
What does Daddy say Minecraft will do?
Make your brain turn into squash.
Thank you, buddy. Glad you're remembering what I say. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Michael O'Mara. How are you today?
Good.
What did you come by? Did you just decide you wanted to pay a visit? How's everything going?
Good.
You didn't have distance learning today, right? You didn't have your kindergarten?
No.
What did you
tomorrow
get
yesterday? I don't have kindergarten.
Talk into the microphone, please.
Tomorrow I don't have kindergarten. The next day I don't have kindergarten. The next day.
Are you on spring break?
No, we're just for Easter.
Oh, that's Easter sweet. Break,
sure. Are you a big fan of Easter?
Yeah, I like it.
What's your favorite thing about Easter?
Mostly hunting the eggs.
Oh, and nice. Guess what?
Into the microphone.
At the old house, Dad said the Easter bunny loves sugar. So
he does.
Where Dad took the stuff you put in your water, Dad, he hit an egg.
Liquid IV.
Nice.
Liquid IV. Aww. It was right there.
Oh, that's excellent. Aww.
You know, your daddy loves sugar, too.
That's right.
Don't I love sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do I
your dad's a lot
You're
like Easter bunny.
Addicted to it.
Oh! You know it's going to be a great Easter. You know why it's going to be a great Easter, Michael?
Why?
Because we don't have to go through we don't have to go through the nonsense of going to church this year. We can focus on the chocolate and
don't
the sugar.
Don't say nonsense. You don't know how I'm raising him.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, I said it's okay.
Okay, it's okay. You talked to Rob.
That's sweet.
You see all Rob's microphones? You thought they were trophies? Those are not trophies. Yes. Trophies are won by people that play sports. Yes.
That's right. Microphones are
the microphone.
Collected
or
by people
piano.
That have
or piano. That's right. That's true. Piano yeah.
How is the piano going?
Good.
Can you play something for us?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, we'll hear you. We'll hear you over here.
Yeah, we'll
take
hear you.
Headphones off. Just go play something nice and loud. All right, pound on those keys. Up at the
a little Ave Maria, if you don't mind.
Mike, you got a serious eye roll.
Oh, if you see that.
Really?
By the way, it's Carla's eye roll.
It is.
If you look back at the video, it's the same thing. Same look Carla gives you.
I don't think it's a learned behavior. I think
I hope
that might
this
be
picks
in the
up
blood.
On the microphone. Are you starting yet, Michael?
If you turn off the gate, right. Mike, we'll hear it for sure.
Yeah.
What's that? What are you playing?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
No, I think it's Blondes.
Play
Have
that
more
one
fun.
With the two chords, the harmonies that you were playing yesterday with the two one. That's a good one. I like that song.
Rob, don't you have a track,
so.
A piano track for him?
No. Michael playing piano.
That's beautiful.
All right, come on back over here, buddy. Come on back over here.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
Can you hear it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We can hear it perfectly.
Yay, Michael, come back over here. Come on. Hear your headphones.
He's like our very own Yanni.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
I was like John Tesh.
Distance learning piano, boys. That's my microphone.
Little Michael, when you get a chance, ask your father to tell you about a man called Elton John.
Yeah.
And his flair for the piano and his style of dress.
Yeah. And also, I have a request, Michael. I know you probably have a set list of songs that you're supposed to learn, but I have one that if you could ever learn to play this, I would really like it. Here's the part that you have to learn. Ready?
That's hard. I'm not sure I could play that.
I'll give you a couple weeks to learn it.
Yeah, you got
that's
time.
Dizzy,
you got
that's
time.
Called Dizzy Fingers. That's a good
or
one.
Or a couple
pick it up.
Years.
So what are your
slaying.
Thoughts on this home stay at home that we do every day? How you think we're doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
We're holding. holding up good.
Oh, that's great attitude. Great attitude.
That is,
you know, Oscar grew up without a father because he was always traveling. So right. You're lucky to have your papa.
I also came from a broken home.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask this, Michael. Let me ask, what is the best thing about the stay-at-home order where we all have to stay at home? What's the best thing in your opinion about it? That, in the microphone, please.
That everybody gets the poop in the toilet.
Oh, that's your little six-year-old joke. What's the worst thing about the stay-at-home order?
People. Face.
People. Nobody's punching you in the face. You're being silly now. Who's punching who in the face? Okay. All right. Time to go. Thank you very much.
Michael,
and
blink.
You won't forget it.
Okay. Thank you.
Blink twice if you feel unsafe.
Oh, right. Everybody blinks.
That's for the future.
That
when I'm
so
elderly.
Great. That right. is so great.
Bye, buddy. Thanks for stopping by.
Mike, he's, thank you. Little Michael is a franchise in the
yes.
making.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Somebody's going to take over the family business. Yeah. Imagine you guys like 20 years from now going, your father was such a good guy. Anyway,
it's like
knows?
Having Noel Blank on the show. Mel
he
Blank's
was addicted
son.
To sugar, you know.
Addicted to sugar. Yeah.
Easter
yeah.
Bunny loves sugar.
That's right. Yes, sirree. Well, that's the person that you just heard from, the person that will be putting me in the assisted living facility. There we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, I can't park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you? Hey, Wayne, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you?
Baldy, get dressed. You're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma. I'm having a little party at the yacht club this Sunday. I'm christening my new sloop. What are you doing this Sunday?
No plans?
Wait. How'd you like to mow my lawn? Huh? I figure a college-bound fellow could use a few extra dollars, huh? And when you've finished, why don't you drop by the yacht club?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, sir. All right.
I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may. Spalding, did you put out the vote?
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this ship and all who sail on her. I christen thee the Flying Wasp.
The most important decision you can make right now is, what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness?
Or badness?
Or badness. I want to be good.
Good.
Good. Very good. I know how hard it is for young people today, and I want to help. Well, just ask my grandson Spaulding. He and I are regular pals. Are you my pal?
I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Over 10 years ago, a podcast was formed in these United States, and they called it The Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, all over the world, people enjoy this show each and every day, especially when they are bolt-locked inside their own homes. From Colchester, Vermont, to Fort Mill, South Carolina, Unionville, Virginia, must have been taken over by the people from the north.
We don't like to talk about that.
Yeah. I christened the town Unionville. Talk about rubbing our noses in it. Heathrow, Florida. I christened the Flying Wasp. Sonoy, Georgia, and Verona, Italy.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by our neighbors downstairs. They're wonderful. Yes. I used them for my mortgage, Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage rates are starting to settle down a bit. Not much, but they are settling down. You need somebody to help you negotiate your mortgage, your refi, your loan situation. How about dealing with the people that deal with it every single day? Mm-hmm. All right. COVID-19 has the market unsettled right now. It's more important than ever to work with someone you can trust. The person we like is a guy we referenced on the beginning of the show, Mark Livingstone. Mm-hmm. Good yep. guy. Yeah. While the long-term effects on the economy are unknown, it's the mortgage industry that's going to bring everybody out of this stronger. Whether it's saving money each month by refinancing to a lower rate or pulling equity out to pay off bills, Cornerstone First Financial is in this for the long haul and stays on top of all the latest developments and even offers a low-rate guarantee. You need Cornerstone now more than ever. Call them. Mark Livingstone, he's the man. 202-625-1221. These rates are going to get back to the historic lows, so call now and get on board. 202-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. So, yes, I have my COVID-19 beard, but because it's gray, almost white gray, and because I'm pasty white, yeah. it is almost translucent.
Once it fills in, like though, Oscar you'll be okay. That can,
how long do you before, if you decide to not shave, how yes. long before people really see it? Is it a day, 2 days?
I would say a day. But the, a but, day. The, but that's also, mm-hmm. It's my Latin culture, Mike. We're just a hairy people, right?
I know, so. I know.
Her suit.
And the darker beard yeah. complexion there. And Rob Spiewak also has a very heavy beard, and he can grow a beard in like 3 days.
Yes. Yeah. Me, that's his alcoholism that's fueling that.
No, it's really not.
The beard
as
growth?
A matter of fact, no. It is my Eastern European roots, I believe, as the last bad night, side of Poland.
Last night, I'm giving myself a little pat on the back here. Almost alcohol-free.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
That's terrific. That's
thank
great.
You. Thank you very
I
much.
I sadly haven't drank since last Friday.
Oh, we really?
Well, tomorrow, so then. Sad.
You'll yeah. be ready to go. Tomorrow, yeah. the cocktail party, since we brought it up, the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party will be taking place at 4 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to try to really start it at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Because we
yes.
say
yep.
that,
how about
and then
this?
We dick around
butts
like we always
seats,
do on this show.
3:30, no mercy.
What's that?
Butts in seats, 3:30, no mercy.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, 3:40.
Okay, 3:45.
Yeah, 3:45. Like so let's just be ready of. To go.
Yeah, ready
you,
to go.
You get, you're the guy that gets everybody on. Your butt
yeah.
may be in the
yeah,
seat
my
at 3:30.
Butt.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're
going
to be there
butt.
Anyway.
It took, look, I'm not going to talk about Carla behind her back, but I'm going to talk about Carla behind her back. Mm. It took Carla a long time to get adjusted.
Yes, it did. It did, and I
my
will.
Wife.
All right, there will be a pep talk today.
Yeah.
There
good.
Will be a pep talk
good.
Today. Although she did, give me a foot rub last night, even though she beat
oh,
me again at
the,
Trouble.
The pop-o-matic bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, I have
then,
something for
did
you.
Did you
as
ask
a matter
her
of
about
fact.
The sexual favors? Honk, honk.
Honk, oh, honk, honk. Yes, of course.
Honk, honk, honk. Nope. Yes, right.
a listener submitted. I know we had a little bit of time yesterday devoted to explaining how the game Trouble works. And I don't
right.
know if we were as clear as we needed to be. So let's go back to 1970. In the original television commercial for Trouble. And so this will help people explain and understand what's going on in Casa O'Mara.
Have you got trouble? Wait, don't run. This kind of trouble is lots of fun. Pop-o-matic pops the dice, pop the six, and you move twice. Race your men around the track and try to send the others back. That's pop-o-matic trouble. The game is fun for dad and mother and Siskin Trouble, her mean old brother. Trouble, trouble, that's the name of Koner's pop-o-matic game. The most exciting chase game that makes trouble fun for everyone. Get Koner's pop-o-matic game. Trouble, that's the name.
That's right. Win and honk, honk.
It's spectacular.
Honk, honk.
I think it's a spectacular game. But I will tell you, if I play Carla one other time and I get more ones and twos while she's getting sixes and fives, it is killing me.
I think
it
well, is
the
killing
six,
me.
The six is what you need. The it's six is the key.
Yeah, well,
of the
she
game.
Knows she's got a technique.
You're not
I
a
don't.
Dainty
yeah.
flicker. You're a smasher. Smash
yeah.
that bubble.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I should just figure it out.
Slap that juicy yeah. bubble.
Hulk smash.
Juicy bubble. Hey, Battleship and Yahtzee coming today. Very excited about
oh,
that.
Cool.
Nice.
Very good. Nice. Doing.
Yeah. But we're hanging in there. And then the TV viewing is being problematic simply because you just get tired of the same old, same old. And once again, our cable channels, I have to say, you're not stepping up. You're really not. And sometimes the streaming, here's the difference between, in my opinion, let me hear you out on
okay.
this. All right.
Yes.
In my opinion, the difference between streaming video and going to your regular cable is they do the work for you or you do the work.
Yeah, that's I have a parallel I can do.
Yeah.
All right,
like,
go ahead.
For example, we all likely have at one point in our lives had Goodfellas on DVD or even a VHS cassette because we all love the movie. However, if it's on a channel like TNT, even loaded with commercials, we're still going to watch it, even though it's censored and it has got the commercials
in
it.
It takes three times as long to get
because through. Because it's presented, it's given to you right there.
Right.
So when it is presented on broadcast
Casino on
television,
TNT starts at 2 o'clock till midnight.
Take me
it's
through
Casino
the day.
Casino Thursday. But that is the thing, is that there's a certain magic when it's on television because it's being handed
am
to
I,
you.
Am I reading ahead for the news, and I'm not sure what was within your research or prep source, but did you see that, is it ABC is going to start running full-length movies on Sunday night?
Is it? I thought it was CBS. But
okay,
yeah,
CBS.
They're not even new movies.
Sunday,
they're classic
it's
movies.
It's like when we're going back to the 1980s, Mike.
Yeah.
They're putting their
like the Sunday night movie.
Sunday night movie of the week.
Titanic, Raiders, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I mean, older movies that they're going to be putting on like it is, again, 1978.
I cannot tolerate, a great feature movie with commercials in it. I never have been able
well,
to.
Well, it's a waste
even
of
since
time.
Since I was younger. I think
well,
it's
I mean,
a,
it's
I'll
it's
watch it in the background. Like, if I have, like, three things to do and I want, let's say, Casino in the background, that's better than some random movie of the week.
Yeah, but we're spoiled because, I mean, growing up, that was the only way to watch it. I mean, pre-VCR, obviously pre-streaming.
I would say that, Mike, the cable companies somehow have figured out a way to get us on both ends. And I'm telling you, it's the Wharton MBAs. It's just everybody that said, all right, we're going to start the proliferation and there's going to be a segmentation of entertainment so people won't actually pay for the channels on cable.
Right.
But then we're going to have give it to them so they can buy a la carte as they've always wanted. We're going to jack up the price.
Sure.
But when we do, we're going to make sure that the internet providers jack up their prices so we're all being jacked at the same time.
Yeah,
I don't know
the
that's the
is,
phrasing, but yes.
Okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
A lot of jacking. And none of us. Just corporate America.
I like Rocky as much as the next guy. But you know what? Come on. Give me a break. Really. All right. And,
well, there's
and
a
by
lot
the
of
way,
them.
HBO, do you have any other franchise other than Westworld? Do you have any other possible content you could see? Westworld.
They're coming, Mike. They're coming. They actually have a slate of shows that are coming down the pike because of all of this competition. Before HBO would have maybe four or five feature shows that you would know about throughout the year. They have more than 30 pieces of original programming coming your way. Euphoria, by the way, season two on the way.
I have been wanting to do this for a very long time, and having the new studio and being able to go through here and really get my movie channels together and show you what I'm looking at. This is exactly what I would do. Once I'm over my news fix, I would go deep into this. And of course, when your website works really well with DirecTV, which is put four up. Put four up.
Mike, I got the beatdown from Comcast just yesterday. I got a call. I thought something was wrong. And it wasn't about the fiber line we're trying to get done. It was like, hi, we noticed that in 2017, you canceled your service. Do you still have that router? And I said, no. Oh, well, we realized that we hadn't been charging you for that router. And I said, no. I never bought your router. I actually sent it back. They're like, oh, we have a shortage of routers, as you can tell, people working from home. So we're trying to audit where our routers are. And I said,
now they're doing that. Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
What if I was scared? What if you were going to give me a $400 bill and I didn't say you were calling BS and I had to go hunting through
and
a box of routers?
Good luck to anyone that's getting a four-year-old router that's been at Oscar's house.
I got it. I got my little DirecTV guy here, which has all the movie channels listed. And if it ever shows up, we're going to go through this. I'm gonna give you the choices we have going through.
Right.
And I might even skip ahead if it's not going to take 2 hours to do that. We'll come back and we will go through and we'll review all the options you would have if you happen to be fortunate enough to have a package that gives you a lot of movie channels, which some people are and some people aren't. By the way, the people that aren't, you're not missing dick.
Hey, can I
borrow
your password?
A break and we'll come back more. What's that?
Can I borrow your password?
Thank you.
Ruth Langmore here. The first one to call me Curly Sue gets it right in the nuts. There's a bonus show. Buy it. There's a shopping banner. Use it. There's a happy hour on Fridays. Bring snacks. I like the French toast sticks.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. Oh, I got my Harry's yesterday. I got my
Me too. I got my body wash.
Oh, I got my body washes. Oh, oh hello. Thank you, old friend.
I wish I was there to smell you both.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fig. Do you get fig or do you get
I get
stone?
Fig, Mike. That's the only way I like
fig.
It.
Oh, nice. Fig. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Joint. It's the only way fig. He likes it.
Oscar. I like to eat them and wear them.
Yeah.
It's join delicious the 10, fruit. Shut up, both of you. I'm doing a commercial. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. 10 million?
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. They make their blades in a great German factory that's been honing precision blades for a century. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. And 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip. By the way, with my order, I got a free gift from Harry's, and I got the new ergonomic handle. Thank you. Thank you, Harry.
Nice.
Five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Thank you very much, and I love them.
Shave right down here.
Beautiful.
Looking
right
good.
Down on the neck
the best.
Here. All right.
Clearly the
let's
best.
Go. All right. Let's go. Let's start with HBO. Let's see what we've got tonight. Let me move it over
HBO
to
HBO offering first month free, right? These during this COVID situation?
Yeah. I pandemic. Think so. Something like
free
that.
And also, there you do have, because right. it's DirecTV, you have like seven HBOs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, I can give you all the HBOs. Cause
home box office, Oscar.
Well, what is Good Boys? Is that a Martin Lawrence movie again?
Oh, no, another no, Martin no, Lawrence? No. Good what Boys is actually. It's a decent film. It's kids doing naughty things, but it's an adult film.
All right.
Not like a XXX adult film. Like,
it was like the Seth Rogen movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a Seth Rogen.
Okay,
yes,
I remember
yes.
that. That was badly marketed.
Well, yeah, all but right. there, okay, there's a fantastic scene where
yes.
the kids find their parents, one of the kids finds their parents' sex doll, and yes. they think it's a CPR doll, so they had to practice CPR for home, so they use the sex doll as a CPR doll, and they're actually doing the CPR movements mouth-to-mouth on the sex doll because they thought it was a CPR doll.
That sounds fantastic.
All right. Let's go to Cinemax.
Sorry.
Let's go to Cinemax. Inner right. Space.
Oh, the Dennis Quaid movie?
With Martin Short?
Are you kidding me?
I love
are you
kidding Space.
Me? I mean, it's excuse a fine movie, but it's 30 years old.
You don't love Inner Space. You're not going to be watching Inner Space
in it.
Space
They've
tonight.
Got the cowboy he turns into.
It's 500 years old. Yeah, yeah, it's a 500-year-old movie.
It holds up, Mike. Don't be a hater.
You like it even though that. There's no sex doll scene in it?
I got an eclectic taste.
All right, let me see. Hold on. The Movie Channel. The Prestige.
Too sad. Don't need that right now.
No, but
don't
it's just, that. It's been run 5,000 times.
I'd rather see Seabiscuit than The Prestige.
Yeah.
Let me see. The Movie Channel. Well, it's got Movie Max, whatever that. That's another channel.
That's a
Cowboys
Cinemax
and Aliens. Thank you, no.
Nah.
Not
nah.
interested. Mm-mm. Inner Space. Zombieland Double Tap. Yeah, fine Ooh. If you watch it. You're showing it 500 times. Yeah, it's
no,
crap.
No.
Mamma Mia, if I see that, one more time, I'm going to throw a rock through my television. Thank you. Let's
like
see.
A nice Greek salad, though. I'll tell you that much.
And then it goes Gridlocked, Jumping the Broom, After the Wedding, Moneyball, but I've seen it too many times. They've run the hell out of it.
Now,
they're destroying
what,
Moneyball.
What channel
me.
Is
like
showing
that.
Moneyball? Is that on Cinemax?
Stars.
Stars.
I would rather Stars. Like. I would rather like to see COVID ball in May in Arizona.
Oh, Rob's COVID favorite, ball. The Producers. By the way, I watched The Producers the other day. I don't
Which
want
one?
To disappoint you. The movie version.
I know, but there's a movie of
the
musical
the
and a movie of the original.
One. The not the Zero okay. Mistel one. I watched the All one right. with horrible Matthew Broderick in that role.
Yeah,
he's
you know
terrible
the thing is,
compared
thing
to
is,
Gene Wilder,
he is terrible to Gene Wilder. But the thing that I appreciate about that is that it is essentially a capture of the Broadway show, and the Broadway show was great. And
right.
a lot of times, like, there is great Broadway shows that there is no record of them save like the soundtrack album. It's a historical thing.
All right, thank you. Yep.
And it's worth it for Nathan Lane.
All right, thank you. And by the way, that's it. I'm not going to give you any more because you know what somebody's going to do? Oh, Mike O'Mara is really interesting.
No, Mike. Pony
that
is,
was really bad. You run out of contact.
Pony is riveted from the Bloom Room.
Oh, really?
Inner Space is a classic. I agree.
Oh, okay, Pony. All right, good. I'm happy for you.
Not good company to have, Pony.
Yeah, Inner Space is his life story.
They're running a lot of stuff that I've seen too much.
They should have programmed for home because, Mike, we've talked about this. The true, like, I would say bangers of any of the cable companies, so like your hits, all these great movies that you want to see, the quote-unquote new releases that just went on to the premium channels, those would come on Saturday night, Friday night.
Right,
what they should be programming like a radio station used to program music is just bangers. Give me all the big films all day because we're stuck at home, people are pretending to work and they want to watch movies.
Right. I wonder how far in advance they put these schedules together that they don't touch. Because this is Inner Space is something that they put on when they thought everyone was going to work.
Yes.
They don't care when they put on Inner Space.
Well, you don't have to watch Inner Space. You can, if you want to pay for it, you can go to Channel 594 and enjoy Juggy Hottie's Banger Trainers.
That's a banger. Thank you, Mike.
Penthouse Pets Dirty Lesbians. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sounds like a winner.
Doctor, I can't read some of these titles. No. Doctor, give me your... Okay, can't do that. No.
Oh.
Granny Meets Girl.
Oh.
Ew.
A category I've never clicked on.
Wow. I had to catch that on the second bounce before I really realized what was going on there.
If I say...
What?
No, I can't say that.
Say it, just for fun. And then
wet chicken.
Oh, no. You cannot continue down that road. Jesus Christ.
All right.
No.
Race Night featuring Remington Park. Oh, that's a speed channel.
Okay.
It sounded like a porno, but that's
it. Sure did, Mike. It sure did.
All right, let's take an early break because when we come back, you requested an Oscar. We're going to do the deep dive. Speaking of movies, Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner. He will come back and enlighten us with James Bond and Goldfinger, a classic movie. And for those of you that need a palate cleanser, I'm soaking wet. We'll do that when we come back.
Hey, Granny, good to see you.
Positivity. We need it. And if you've got it, you need to share it. Let the Mike O'Mara Show help. Introducing the TMOS Happy Talk Line.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk.
In these trying times, the little things will help us get by. So, when you find a bit of happiness, call us and share. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The good is out there, and your good things will make people feel better. We'll get the good word out. Call the Happy Talk Line 24/7, 7 days a week. 888-920-6673. Share the good, and we all benefit.
It's a good idea.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Are you tired of the same Netflix shows? Sorry, I stepped over the whole
thing. That's all right. That happens.
Why not watch something more meaningful like home movies? Break out that box full of films and camcorder tapes and have them converted to DVD or digital. You just need Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. And now it's on sale. Legacy Box is the way for you to preserve your past, and you can do it from your home. It's so easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box digitizes everything by hand, and then you enjoy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 750,000 families, Mr. Jones.
Look at
digitally
this, Mike. These are my movies right here, right on that. Hours and hours of the kids growing up. I just pop it in my computer. I've got it at my side all the time. I love it.
But don't worry, the thumb drive is actually bigger than that. It's just because it's Rob's hand. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive, too, and fantastic quality, so convenient. You have the time, now's the time. Brighten your day. Legacy Box currently offering an incredible 50% off sale. Prices start at just $34.99. Buy today. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and send it in when you're ready. Get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Buy today. today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, then send it in when you're ready. That's it. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's open up Nostalgia Corner. We haven't done this in a while. Rob Spiewak had a request for some movie fun, and you did a deep dive on, the theme from Goldfinger right here.
No, this is the theme to Nostalgia Corner, silly.
Are you going
to
play? I hope you're going to play. I hope you have
the
theme.
Do you have Goldfinger,
right?
The band? Oh, this James
I went
Bond.
With it. I like the James Bond music better than the Shirley Bassey music for this. But I can play you Goldfinger if you want. But I just want to say, the thing that is so cool.
Stop.
Now you've upset the bear.
I know he's not upset. The bear. You're going to do a thing on Goldfinger and you don't have the theme.
That, I have that the James Bond theme, but I mean, Mike, you ask and you will have.
I'll do it. No, you do your thing. I'll find it. You go ahead and find it. You do your thing. That's
Mike,
fine.
This is what I do. I have it right here.
Oh, look at that. That's it.
I will tell you.
Five words why you don't care for this.
I didn't think it was great in advancing the story of the movie. I thought the James Bond music was more iconic. I will tell you a funny story about this song, though. Is when they brought the melody.
Goldfinger.
When they brought the melody to Leslie Bricus and Anthony Newley to write the lyrics, they played the melody, and the first thing he said was, "It sounds like Moon River." And if you think of Goldfinger to Moon River, it's almost the same song.
Moon River.
Goldfinger.
Wow, but such a totally different interpretation. All right, let's go.
So anyway,
Quick sidebar. Mike, do we have sexy Rob here today? Because I just noticed that V-neck, and it's plunging.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up my mouth.
Nice.
All right.
That with the Shirley Bassey music, you're welcome, ladies.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, James Bond movie. The thing that's great about James Bond, when you think about James Bond, it is still a happening franchise. Remember, Daniel Craig just hosted Saturday Night Live before they canceled all the television.
Yeah, and they pushed his movie back.
To promote James Bond. Goldfinger came out in 1964.
Amazing.
56 years ago, and the franchise is still happening. The movie is, I believe, the third James Bond movie, but it's the one that is the first, I feel, great James Bond movie, and it really set the template for the modern Bond film. It features Sean Connery in a hairpiece playing James Bond, Gert Frobe as my favorite Bond villain, Auric Goldfinger, who is really a legitimate banker, but he loves gold. He loves the way it shimmers. He loves its value. And the great thing is his name is Auric, which comes from the Latin meaning gold. Every time you see him, he's wearing a garment that is gold colored. He's just so about gold. It's a really clever thing they do. Also,
this girl is beautiful.
Oh, you have Honor Blackman, who just passed, Shirley Eaton and Tanya Mallett as the Masterson sisters and Pussy Galore. Really great stable of ladies in this. And
stable.
The great.
That's probably the wrong term.
Harold Cicada, Mike,
Odd Job, the word we use in 2020.
Odd Job, who is Goldfinger's assistant.
Lead him powering right through your comment right there.
A huge Asian man who kills people with his hat, Oscar.
Top hat.
It is actually a bowler.
That's a bowler.
That has a razor-sharp steel lining to it. Yeah. It can cut the head off of a statue.
Fillies in that stable, Rob.
It's a great Fillies. Great Fillies in that stable, Mike. The plot really has to do with gold smuggling, but don't get too lost in the plot. It's clever. Don't overthink it. There are a lot of things in it that don't really make sense. For example, early in the movie, Jill Masterson dies of what is called skin suffocation because she's covered in gold paint, and they explain it like it's something that happens, in fact, all the time. There's no such thing as skin suffocation. This never happens.
I think you're wrong. You can be poisoned, right?
If
you're
you can be poisoned, but it's not a suffocation thing. And that's how it's painted in the movie.
Literally painted.
Yeah, it is actually a great way to show a nude woman on screen in 1964.
Man, Honor was
and getting away
a
with
smoke
it.
Show.
Yeah, Rob's right. It says her character's death being painted head to toe in gold paint and suffering skin suffocation led to an urban myth that Eaton had died during filming. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
That the lady that got painted in gold died because she was covered with gold. It's not true.
A really great is an international film. There's scenes that are set in Miami, Switzerland, Kentucky. And Mike, he even lands for a while. James Bond is in Baltimore.
I didn't know. In the movie Goldfinger.
That's where the plane lands from Switzerland. The international flight.
Baltimore was ever featured in a James Bond movie.
I'll take a martini, shake and not stir.
Now, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Actually, you do get that classic line in this film.
Can I do something for you, Mr. Bond?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
So you get to hear that classic James Bond line in there?
From a car's perspective, I did not know that the Aston Martin DB5 was in Goldfinger.
Oh, it's the first time that the Aston Martin was used.
Oh, my God. That is so cool.
I had the Corgi. Remember that company that made toys? Yes. Corgi toys? I had a Corgi Aston Martin years. One of my favorite toys as a kid.
Two things you should know about it.
Hold on. The toy had the little bulletproof wall that you'd press a button and it would go up.
Yeah.
And then it also had a little plastic tire cutter that you could pull out of the sidecar. Then it had another button you could press that the machine guns would come out from the bottom, and it had an ejector seat.
Wow.
This was the bomb toy. Fantastic
that is cool. What company was it again?
I think it was Corgi.
It was Corgi. Yep. And the Aston Martin, which has become so absolutely intertwined with the James Bond legend, did not want to let their car be in this movie. They thought it would be a bad business move, but they got talked into it. But the funny thing, and Mike brings up Corgi and Aston Martin, this was the first major Hollywood picture to use product placement to help fund it. Mm. And there is a lot of product placement in the movie, including Corgi, Aston Martin, Dom Perignon, Slazenger, I'm saying that right? The golf company, Mike? Slazenger?
Yeah, Slazenger.
Slazenger, Rolex watches, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Corgi toys are all product tie-ins with this movie. So they used a lot of
1965, Corgi won the first Toy of the Year award for the Goldfinger James Bond Aston Martin DB5.
Damn. Also, this is the first movie to ever show a laser beam.
Lasers on sharks?
Yes, because they had a scene, and I'll play the audio here in a second. James Bond is tied down on a huge gold brick, and they're shooting a laser going up between his legs, headed to you can guess where. And in the original book that Ian Fleming wrote, it was a buzzsaw, but they thought the buzzsaw was sort of tired, so they did the research and they said there's a thing now called a laser. And that's what they use. Cool. But Mike, I know this is one of your favorite scenes and one of mine. This is one of the great times that James Bond butts heads with Goldfinger.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
If you listen to that very carefully, when he says it may be your last witticism, the voice sounds a little different. And that's because it's one of the few lines in the movie that Gert Frobe actually said. The rest of his dialogue was overdubbed because he had such trouble with English. He was a German actor. So he said the lines so badly, they overdubbed almost all of them. So when you see him, he's not really
speaking.
When
he says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die, that's overdubbed?
That's overdubbed, yeah, absolutely.
Damn. Oh, my God.
So the director told him, he said, just do your lines in German and do them very fast. We'll fix it later. So that's what you have to think about. But the thing is that I've seen the movie a million times. I never noticed overdubbing until I started to look for it. Obviously, Oscar, for a younger fellow like you, you'll see a lot of parallels between this and the Austin Powers movie Goldmember.
Yes.
Because it's a very similar plot. When it was released, it was the fastest grossing movie in movie history. As a matter of fact, there were theaters that were showing it 24 hours a day just to keep up with ticket sales. It was a phenomenon.
You should know the real tie-in for this franchise for me is the Nintendo game.
Oh, because of the remake.
The Nintendo game for James Bond had Oddjob, had all of these characters.
Oh, it has all of them in it?
It
really?
Has all of them in it.
That's cool.
And you could choose to be one of the happiest times of my life. People that you forget about the times you were happy these days. Jeez.
Right.
Sitting at home with that effing controller with my sweaty little hands being like, oh, I can't. And you'd have tournaments at your house with all your friends.
Great video game. Yeah. Really, really good.
This was the last James Bond movie. It was the third one made. It was the last one that Ian Fleming actually visited the set of. So the guy that created James Bond actually came and visited while they were filming. He died before the movie was released. Mm. One thing that I did notice, if you watch carefully, at this time, Sean Connery is married to a actress, Diane Salento, and he wouldn't take off his wedding ring. So if you look at James Bond's hands, He has a Band-Aid over his wedding ring. Such a low-tech solution to the fact that James Bond shouldn't wear a wedding ring.
Now
he's got
a big
clunky Band-Aid.
Now I will. Now it's I'll go back and look for that. That's awesome.
Now, even though he was married, that did not take away from the sexual chemistry that he had with Honor Blackman as Pussy Galore. Great scene where she pulls a gun on him on an airplane.
We'll be landing in 20 minutes. Do you want to play it easy or the hard way? And this isn't a tranquilizer.
Now, Pussy, you know a lot more about planes than guns. That's a Smith & Wesson 45. If you fired at this close range, the bullet will pass through me and the fuselage like a blowtorch through butter. The cabin will depressurize and we'll both be sucked into outer space together.
But if that's how you want to enter the United States, you're welcome. As for me, I prefer the easier way.
That's very sensible.
Oh, besides, there's always so much going on around Mr. Goldfinger. Well, I wouldn't dream of not accepting his hospitality.
He'll be very glad to see you, too. You like close shaves, don't you?
So that's a great scene.
She sounds like a Catwoman to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
I agree.
Yes, yes, Mr. Bond. I think I'm going to have a Parliament cigarette.
And also, no spoiler alerts, but know that that discussion about the gun is actually, it pays off later in the film if you stay with the movie. You got to see it. The Aston Martin is probably the third greatest character in the film.
At the Spy Museum, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I'd have to check with Dan Cole, but I'm almost positive it is.
Yeah, it has the oil slick. It has machine guns. This is also the first one where he talks with Q, the scientist, headquarters.
Yeah.
And there's actually a great comedic sort of underpinning to it. That's the first time that they sort of played that scene for laughs. That became great as a sort of traditional scene in a James Bond movie. This was also the first Bond movie ever to be shown on U.S. commercial television. When it aired in 1972, would you care to guess the rating?
Oh, rated R?
Tell us.
It got 49% of the audience that was watching television that night. 49%.
Astronomical.
Half of the country?
Yes, exactly.
I was probably watching it.
Yes, no doubt.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
If you're a Bond fan now, this is a different tone, but it is so much fun. And at this time especially, it's a great escape. The characters are great. Rich color. You
Come
can stream
way.
It on all the... You
Come
can stream
way.
It on all the services. Check it out. And I will say that if you have never seen a James Bond movie, this is a great one to start with.
And kid-friendly.
Absolutely. There's some sauciness.
Yeah, but the new Bond films, like you've got Daniel Craig getting his balls, literal balls, busted in and tortured, and he's half nude. Like, that's not family friendly.
But it's memorable.
Yeah, it'll stay with you. But yeah, a double thumbs up. I hadn't watched the entire movie in years, and I was absolutely entertained. So check out Gold.
Very nice nostalgia corner. Thank you for that. Daniel Craig gives you a salute. Roger Moore gives you a salute. And Sean Connery gives you a salute. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are having the pleasure of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And this is Van Morrison.
Hey, where did we go?
Welcome back to WDGH. This is Gowan, and I'm joined in studio with none other than the pony boy himself, Matt Bloom. Welcome, Matt. Now, we only have time for a couple questions. Is that okay? Cool. So you're the senior producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, correct? And is that a job as fun as I'd imagine? Awesome. You've been up in your presence quite a bit as of late, and the fans seem to really dig it. Given your impeccable timing and impressive vernacular, do you think your role will continue to grow? Fantastic. Well, we gotta wrap it up, but one more question. What's up with all those tentacles in anime? And there you have it, folks. Pony boy Matt Bloom. You can hear everything he has to say and, well, hopefully more on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Bernie Sanders out of the race. Linda Tripp dead. And Sears, a company that weathered the Great Depression, likely not going to survive the COVID-19 pandemic. Is there anything we can depend on anymore? Anything at all? Oscar, anything?
Something? The Tillmore Shopping Center? I don't know where this is going.
Yes, thank God. No matter what the world is facing, that's what
nailed
he wanted.
It.
He
nailed
wrote it, and that's what he wanted.
Nailed it.
Yes, no matter what the world is facing, you can rely on the TMOS Shopping Center.
He's distracted by my shirt, I think.
Because let me tell you, Quinine Breath, the TMOS Shopping Center is indeed rock solid. I have stock in the company that makes the quinine stuff. Zero contact merchandise acquisition. And even better, you can help us out while you get what you need. That's the magic of the TMOS Shopping Center. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner. It's right there. Click it. Now go on. Click it. Click it.
Click,
go on.
Click real good. Oh. Click it real good. Good.
Oh, click.
Click.
Target, Walmart, trust me, they don't have it. You don't need it. Just make sure you access them through our banner, anything and everything you need, delivered to your door from Target and Walmart. Oscar, are people doing this? Are people doing this? Are they helping us out?
I had a great call with Bloom, I would say 2 days ago.
Yes.
If you're going to pick a winner, right now Target is beating Walmart as far as...
Now,
we could all work harder because I know you're getting that toilet paper.
You know, there's a big differential out there between the Target people and Walmart people. We got both of them.
Yep.
Oh, how would you like to guess what I took delivery of yesterday from Target.com?
What's that?
What's that?
I bought a brand new broom for my kitchen.
Exciting. Thank you, Rob. Target and Walmart, TMO Shopping Center. Shop from home. Help us out. Who steadfast, loyal, and true. So, that's it. Spend money. You
people
need
that
more
actually
information?
Have floor space, Oscar. We need brooms.
Thank you. Thank you very much. A broom.
Broom.
Yes, sir. Free. And
Carrie needs it to get to work.
Okay.
News.
News.
Oh, my, my. A lot of Americans are just sitting at home staring at the TV waiting for the coronavirus to pack up and kick rocks. So wouldn't it be cool if you could get paid for doing just that?
Yeah.
CableTV.com looking to hire 5 people who will watch every episode of any show of their choosing, regardless of how long it'll take, for $2,000. You'll also get some additional perks, like a free year of your preferred streaming service and a $100 gift card card you can also use to have food delivered while you work. All you have to do is apply and pick your show, answer a few questions. You do need to be 18 and an active social media user. And if you're hired, all you got to do is watch TV and post about it on Instagram or Twitter. The deadline to apply is April 20th. They say you can choose anything from Freaks and Geeks, which lasted only one season, up to The Simpsons, which has nearly 700 episodes.
Wow.
So
what show would
that.
You watch, Mike?
Breaking Bad again. I'd watch Breaking
really?
Bad again. Mm. Yep, that's probably
of course,
what I would watch.
I would, of course, choose Carol Burnett.
I'd go,
Carol Burnett. Okay, very
this is
good.
Tough. Bang Bus.
Mm-hmm. Bang Bus is good.
Thank
is
you.
Is Granny really on that bus?
Except that. Oh, Jed! Jed! Jed, I'm soaking wet.
All right, I'm sorry. Oh, Granny. Irene Ryan.
She had there was a garden hose outside.
She spilled her vittles.
That's right. Granny is soaking wet.
Oh no.
She spilled her vittles.
Gross.
Alright, we're starting to get a little crazy here.
Star crazy.
Oh, the vittles. Everywhere.
The lovely Irene Ryan. Here's a work from home perk that companies aren't going to be averaging. Hey, Carla. Carla.
Carla.
Carla. All right. Anyway, a new survey. I'm a professional. Just
I
look
never
it up
know
in
what
a
she's
book.
Doing back there. The meatloaf.
That guy's coming at 11:30, between 11:30 and 12. All right. And because of we didn't get started. Anyway, a
My
new
fault.
Survey asked people
Sorry.
If they have done any drinking on the clock since they started working from home during the pandemic and all around the country. The answer is yes. The survey
Shocking.
Broke it down state by state and found people in Hawaii are doing the most drinking on the clock right now. 67% have done it. It's happening the least in Arkansas, where only 8% of people say they've done it. Arkansas.
Wow. Mm. Hey, Mike,
it's, well,
this just
dry
in.
Dry counties, right?
Yeah. This just in from the Irene Ryan News Network.
What's that?
It's worth it. Give me a sec. Why won't you play? Why do you hate me?
Okay.
God damn it.
The survey also found. Okay. All right. Thank you.
What you're cooking for vittles, Granny? What you're cooking for vittles, Granny? What's for supper? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Thank you. Okay.
Sorry about the
survey
work.
Also found that the drink worked those fingers better.
Yes.
You've had those iPads for 400 years.
It was a slow cue on the record. I'm sorry about that. Bad production.
The survey also found that the drink we're most likely to have during work hours is beer. 20% of people have, quote, stockpiled alcohol for this period of self-isolation. Wimbledon was forced to cancel this year, but they're in luck because they
had the foresight to have pandemic insurance.
Mm.
Wimbledon has reportedly been paying $2 million a year for a massive pandemic insurance policy for the past 17 years. Well, if they've been paying $2 million a year, they deserve what they get. So they paid roughly $34 million over that time, which seems like a lot, but not when there is actually a pandemic, because an actual pandemic canceled this year's tournament. Wimbledon will receive $141 million from the policy.
Wow. Damn.
Hey, I just thought of a good New York Post headline. Wimbledon.
Thank you. Now, it probably wasn't exclusively pandemic insurance. It was likely bundled into some kind of contingency insurance plan, but pandemic must have been included as a possible reason for cancellation, and they've had it in there since 2003, the year of the SARS outbreak.
Smart.
So there's that.
Smart.
Here's some good stuff. A hospital in Memphis found 27,000 old N95 masks in storage that were still usable, but the elastic bands needed to be replaced. So a group of 400 volunteers with sewing machines got to work, fixed 20,000 of them in a single week.
Awesome. Yes.
We might have a new record for the oldest person to survive the virus. A 107-year-old Dutch woman has now fully recovered, and she was married to Goldfinger. Mr. Bond. There we are.
She's excited, Mike. She can't wait to get back to doing nothing.
It's fantastic. Yep. She was out watering the lawn. Now she's soaking wet. The Olympics got postponed last month until July of 2021.
Did they have COVID insurance?
Now a bunch of food that was supposed to be for the athletes is going to food banks.
Good.
That's a good thing.
Good.
A hospital in Texas wasn't allowing visitors, but a woman's husband had promised her he'd always be there during her chemo treatments. So he set up a shop outside her window with a sign that said, "I can't be with you, but I'm here." Beautiful.
A
34-year-old guy from Malaysia was in Japan last month when things got crazy. He didn't have symptoms, but had to quarantine when he got back, and he didn't want to get anyone sick between the airport and his house. So just to be safe, he spent 3 days walking 75 miles to get home.
Mm.
Last we heard, he still wasn't sick. So good for him.
That's, but he's tired.
That is tricky.
Sick and tired.
According to a new survey, 46% of people say they weren't totally sure what their significant other did all day at work before isolating at home began. But now that they're working from home together, that's down to 22%. There's still 22% of people. I don't care what he does in his office.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that if, I guess, the opposite is happening, where you realize, like, oh my God, they pay you to do nothing.
That's right. Is this what you do? Oh, my God. And you lord it over me like that? My God, it's ridiculous. 29% of people admit their partner works harder than they do, ladies and gentlemen. And now a little something something. A 47-year-old guy in Battle Creek, Michigan, one of my favorite names for a town, Battle Creek, Michigan, he decided to use a thong to make himself a face mask on a Monday night. Well, a 57-year-old friend of his saw him and made fun of the mask.
Right.
So the guy got pissed. He hit his friend in the head and kicked him in the ribs. There is now a warrant out for him on assault charges. I guess he really lit up the guy. And unfortunately, there aren't any pictures of him in his thong mask. It's wonderful. Battle Creek residents have been advised to be on the lookout for a man whose breath smells like ass. Thank you very much. All right. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault of Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Nothing beats taking a steam with Pete Rose.
I'm organizing a Zoom call with the cast of Designing Women.
I think ice cream used to be colder. Masks work. Just ask Michael Myers. Whoa, scary boy.
When I play hide and seek, I hide, but no one seeks me. Sad. I find public water fountains a fun way to hydrate. I like the TMOS Shopping Center.
Unbeatable.
Access them through the MichaelMyersShow.com.
Thanks, Larry. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It returned with host Jimmy Kimmel, and America cheered. You watched it, right, Oscar?
Yeah.
I mean, no, did you guys both watch it?
I watched it.
No. I DVR'd it, and then I peeked in, and I said, oh, come on. They didn't change enough.
Yeah, well, they made a bad change. There's no audience now.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, for $64,000, why should everyone buy the TMOS logo hoodie? A, it looks amazing. B, it comes in every size. C, the purchase supports TMOS. Or D, all of the above?
Oscar, for $64,000.
D, all of the above.
It's a trick question. The answer is actually E, because it goes with the TMOS logo t-shirt that you already bought.
Bye. Sorry.
You see, you really need to have at least one of each. They are super affordable and needed more than ever. So quit wasting time. Buy one of each. We love to see our t-shirt sales go up when we talk about them on the show. So please, every purchase spreads the TMOS gospel, and it helps us in our time of need. Remember, don't dress for the job you have. Dress for the podcast you love.
Perfect. Perfect.
TMOS merchandise. That's my final answer. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, April. Is this the 9th already?
It's the 9th.
The two contestants on Millionaire last night were Eric Stonestreet from the recently ended Modern Family, limited in his talent, and then Will Forte.
Oh, no, he's a funny guy. Come on.
He was not a good contestant. He was too nervous.
Really?
He was really nervous. He's funny on the show. And then Will Forte, who was an absolute zero. I looked with my jaw agape how bad it was. He couldn't even let Jimmy Kimmel be funny.
But were they let down because of the way they had to shoot it with no audience? Or
it was weird. Remember, there used to be audience, an Ask the Audience lifeline.
Yeah, in the round.
Yeah, so now what they do is you're allowed to bring one guest with you that can stay with you for the first 10 questions, and then they replace Ask the Audience with Ask Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm.
So you can ask Jimmy Kimmel for advice on the question. It's just...
They should have shelved it.
There is no electricity to the game. And it's weird. It looks like... It has the feeling of going into an abandoned amusement park. Because they've got all the lights and all the things. But there's nobody in there. There's two people in the room.
Weird.
Speaking of Eric Stonestreet, Modern Family, which was on for, I think, 88 seasons, ended last night. And this is the ending of the show. The last monologue.
Spoiler
that
alert.
Jay did. Not really. Oh. Not really. I don't think so. This is how it ended last night.
Life is full of change. Some big, some small. I learned a long time ago you can fight it or you can try to make the best of it. That's all a lot easier if you've got people who love you, helping you face whatever life throws at you. At least that's what helps me sleep at night.
It was a very sweet ending.
Who's the narrator?
That's Jay. That's the guy from Modern Family, Al Bundy. Yeah.
Oh, I always think he's going to sound more like Jimmy than that guy.
But it wasn't anything sensational. They're already talking about a spinoff for Cam and Mitch.
Do you hate Modern Family? Because you're very negative on it.
Modern Family? No, not at all. I think I'm negative on situation comedies as a rule as they exist now. I think that's one of the last great ones.
I think you hated Al Bundy. Modern Family overall because who did we say had the cam shirts? Was it Mike or was it Rob?
I wore cam shirts for a while. I have a couple of them.
I've got probably what would be described as a cam shirt. They were very popular for a really short period of time. Guys wearing bright colors. And that was because of the show.
The opposite color on the cuffs, too. That was the big thing.
That thing.
But yeah, I think it was a good show. I think they held on for maybe a season too long, but they brought a lot of laughs through the day.
Ed O'Neill is probably the proper name instead of Al Bundy.
Yeah, but we wanted people to know who we were talking about. Twitter went nuts last night at 7 o'clock Eastern because Jeopardy, which, as you know, canned a lot of episodes before anyone ever heard of COVID-19, had this question.
Back to you, Nathaniel.
Health and Medicine 800.
From a Greek word for people, it describes a disease that affects many people at one time. Nathaniel?
What is a pandemic?
We'll accept that.
Very weird. Just odd choice of timing.
Wow. How about that? Huh?
Now, good news coming out of Maryland.
And somehow depressing, too.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Some engineers have figured out a way to take reclaimed breast pumps that hospitals, you know, oftentimes they take and they recondition them for mothers.
Yeah.
And for $250 can turn them into working ventilators.
Wow.
They're waiting for FDA approval because this really could be a game changer because you think about every hospital has hundreds of these laying around. But it's a very easy conversion.
Just as a mom, I spent a lot of time with those devices. This is the primary compressor unit that's driving that that suction. And as you can see, it's got an inlet and an outlet. So we just moved the tubing from one to the other. That was the starting point.
Can you imagine just that simplistic move can turn it into a working ventilator?
I love American ingenuity. Yeah. We're seeing so much of it
also,
right now.
Also, I will fantastic. Say this. We've talked about on the show that Dyson is coming up with their own ventilator. Like, they've already come up with it. They're mm-hmm. making thousands of them. Where's the Hoover family? I need the Hoover family to get involved. The Hoover vacuum yeah. family, right?
Well, exactly, the problem with yes. the Dyson ventilators, they're all mounted on the walls in men's rooms. You have to stand in front of them.
Put your fingers in here, dear. Put your fingers
throw
in here.
Throw your lungs yes, into this right. slip.
If I had a nickel for every email I got from Mike O'Mara that said, Rob, we need more whistling walruses on the audio vault. All right,
amen.
Mike. Yep, we'll close
give it
with
to
this.
Me. Come on.
What's great, it's two different walruses. I didn't even know that walruses knew how to whistle, and they're taking turns. Huge tusks.
Wow.
It's fascinating video.
It's terrifying.
That's awesome. I wouldn't want to have a beach house with that next to me. That's terrible.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday. Be safe, everybody.
All right, listen up. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow,
yes,
tomorrow, tomorrow. The number is 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We're going to take your phone calls for the whole afternoon. And come armed with your favorite libation, and we will be sharing our libations. I'll give you a hint. I may be doing a drive-through trip to Iguanamia today. So,
the Rhea.
You never know, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Cocktail party starts at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Be there. We will actually do the regular show live streaming, and then we will live stream the bonus hour for free, and then we lock it away after that.
Paywall,
so,
baby.
Make sure you're checking us out at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we will have all the information for you. Bring your favorite libation tomorrow, the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. For Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Just try and have a little fun, folks.
That's should all. I tell people that I am a good at sex?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We feel sorry for people who don't drink because when you get up in the morning, that's as good as you're going to feel for the rest of the day.